This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Three Nepali citizens killed in car accident in India while returning from Mahakumbh religious fair in Prayagraj. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses cooperation among three tiers of government for country's development. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deva urges Iranian counterpart to take diplomatic steps for release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Iran assures to raise the issue with priority, and Russia and U.S. confirm Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov says there is no role for Europe in any peace talks. Now the news in detail. Three people have been killed when a car carrying Nepali citizens met with an accident in India. The car that they were travelling in collided with a roadside divider near Azamgarh in India while they were returning after taking holy bath at the site of Mahakumbh religious fair in Prayagraj. According to District Police Office Rupandehi's Superintendent of Police Ranjit Singh Rathore, the deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Ganesh Khanal, his wife 40-year-old Deepa Khanal and 45-year-old Geeta Sharma of Devdaha Municipality 9 Bahuli in Rupandehi. Police said five others who have been injured in the accident are being treated at Azamgarh and Gorakhpur of India. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized the need for cooperation among three tiers of government for the country's development. In a special address at the meeting of the Lumbini Province Assembly today, Prime Minister Oli said that the country should be developed with the efforts of its citizens, not from others' support. The head of the government also clarified that the central government has brought various ordinances for the expansion of investment and development of the information technology sector. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deva and Foreign Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran Abbas Araghchi today held a meeting in Muscat of Oman. The two foreign ministers met on the sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference being held in Oman's capital, Muscat. On the occasion, the two foreign ministers discussed the Nepal-Iran relations and matters of mutual benefits between the two countries. Minister Dr. Deva requested the Iranian foreign minister to take diplomatic initiatives for the release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. During today's meeting, Foreign Minister Araghchi had given assurances that he would take up the issue of Bipin's release with Hamas officials with high priority. In this connection, Foreign Affairs Minister Rana had also made the appeal to the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Qatar yesterday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is working through a diplomatic channel to address the matter of the death of a Nepali student in the hostel of Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha of India. Prime Minister Oli used his social account earlier today to share the government was working diplomatically on the matter. Prakriti Lamsal, a Nepali student at the KIIT, was found dead in the girls' hostel of the institute. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Podol has been discharged from the Kirtipur Hospital after receiving treatment for burn injuries. Finance Minister Podol and Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Thanaraj Acharya were injured while flying balloon at the inauguration program organized for the promotion of tourism in Pokhara on Saturday. They were being treated in the intensive care units at the hospital for 2 days. Though Mayor Thanaraj Acharya's health condition is normal, he will be kept in hospital for a few more days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Health Minister Pradeep Pudel has expressed gratitude to the donor agencies assisting Nepal in securing medicines for the free treatment of pediatric cancer. Nepal has received its first shipment of medicines for pediatric cancer treatment through the Global Platform for Access to Childhood Cancer Medicines, the platform launched by the World Health Organization WHO and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Aims to provide critical support in addressing childhood cancer. WHO has stated that the additional shipment of medicines will gradually arrive in Nepal. Now a sports news update. Nepal has defeated Kyrgyzstan in the second match of the International Women's Championship. Nepal defeated Kyrgyzstan by 1-0 at Dasarath Stadium in Tripureshwar of Kathmandu today. Nepal's Bimala Chaudhary scored the only goal of the match at the 11th minute. In the first match of the championship held earlier today, Myanmar defeated Lebanon by 3-1. Now Nepal will compete against Lebanon on the 20th of February. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia and the United States have confirmed that senior officials will meet in Saudi Arabia to discuss the war in Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, the talks set for Tuesday in Riyadh aim to lay the groundwork for peace discussions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and President Putin's advisor Yuri Ushakov will meet U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. Meanwhile, Lavrov stated that Europe has no role in the talks, suggesting that European leaders want the war to continue. Ukraine's President Zelensky is also in Saudi Arabia this week, but is not involved in the U.S.-Russia discussions. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has indicated that the UK is prepared to send peacekeeping troops to Ukraine once the war ends. At least 10 people have died after heavy rainstorms hit the southeastern U.S. over the weekend, flooding roads and homes. According to the BBC, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear reported 9 fatalities in his state and said about 1,000 people had to be rescued from floodwaters. The storms have now given way to drier but cold conditions with the risk of snow, ice and disruptions. One more death was reported in Georgia, where a man was killed when an uprooted tree struck his home. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power, the number of dropped to tens of thousands by Monday morning. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall in mountainous region throughout the country. The weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the hilly region of Bagmati, Lumbini provinces and partly cloudy to generally cloudy in rest of the provinces. And the weather of Tarai region will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy in Sudar Pashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 3 Nepali citizens killed in car accident in India while returning from Mahakumbha religious fair in Prayagraj. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses cooperation among 3 tiers of government for country's development. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva urges Iranian counterpart to take diplomatic steps for release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Iran assures to raise the issue with high priority, and Russia and U.S. confirm Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov says there is no role for Europe in any peace talks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.